At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 802 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. So Bill O'Brien was a little pissy yesterday.
You don't say.
Del, you got the beginning of his press conference where
they weren't long answers.
I think he answered three questions in 19 seconds.
It wasn't until someone asked him about Whitney Mercilus, they asked him about something he could expound on, something that was good, that he started giving a regular answer. Because you don't want to short answer one of your players who is doing well. You don't want to.
Well, this was a multiple, though. I mean, normally it's, the Jacksonville game was a win.
Every answer was a sentence that I read. I didn't hear
he had to answer a few times to Jackson. Hey, we won the game. I don't know if we won the game. But there was only one issue, and that was the play clock, the time management before the half. This had a couple of issues, with
DeAndre. He mentioned a play call. He mentioned a bad play call.
He was asked. What about that? After looking at that, the play call to Deion. It was a bad play call. Yeah, well, you got to do a better job. Well, how about the when you challenged? And yeah, that was a bad challenge. That was a bad challenge.
All right, I'm going to ask you guys. I know the answer to this because I looked it up. And when I say I looked it up, I did a search, control F, the word better. In the transcript, how many times did he say better? We got to do better. I got to coach better.
Better.
We
the word better.
We got to get better. He said a lot of times we got to get better.
I'm going to say 23 times.
Okay, it's lower than 23.
Okay.
That's a lot.
Well, not really. He was up there for, 20 minutes or so?
Less. Okay. Remember the first?
I think everybody's got to do better. I think everybody's got to do better. So
there's two right there in 4 seconds.
14 betters.
14.
14 betters. Let's play some of them.
Well,
do we have some of the sound down that we can play from Coach O'Brien?
Well, we're going to. Here's the thing is, again, the Jacksonville game, I heard someone in the organization saying, he made a mistake. He's learning, clock management the next time. It's going to be better.
He's learning clock management.
Well, the most ironic thing
year
about
year six is head coach, John.
Yeah, you would think that you wouldn't be learning about calling timeouts before a half to save time so that you can score a touchdown. But it's so ironic. It's so unbelievable how that game, he saved all his timeouts in the first half, and yet he just threw one away in a close game in the second half to challenge a play that he already knew what the outcome would be.
If you ask him, what?
Uh-oh. Yeah, it wasn't very good. Yeah, it starts with me. We got to do better.
There you go. There's another better. He's going to get better. He's still learning how to do challenges.
No.
You just told me he was. He's still learning.
No, it's just so unbelievable how backwards it is and how smart. The dude went to Brown. He works on football every day of his life. These simple things
I'm sure Bill
are
O'Brien,
getting past him, and there's no accountability.
I'm sure Bill O'Brien is a relatively smart guy. Okay?
No, he's a smart guy.
But we got to stop saying this. He went to Brown. You're making it sound like.
No, he's a sharp guy.
Oh, that's fine, but you're making it sound like that's got to quit being the default because sometimes Ivy League schools get some guys in who are good football players too, relative to the Ivy League.
But you had to get good grades and you had to get through Brown. So, he's a sharp guy. He's smarter than the average person. If you go to Brown and you go 4 years and you graduate from Brown.
Is he smarter than Tom Herman? He's Mensa.
No, Tom Herman's not Mensa.
Yes, he is. Yeah, he's 100% Mensa.
Is he really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. I know this. He likes to check urine out. I know that about him.
And make out with players.
Yeah.
He doesn't make out with players. He hugs.
He does kiss them.
Like Manny Diaz.
Manny Diaz.
No.
I love players.
Manny, like Manny and Bell.
No, I don't hug or kiss
Manny. I'm pretty sure
you do. Tom Herman is legitimately Mensa.
Is he?
Yeah, he legit is.
I mean, it was so funny last week. You know, Tom Herman wouldn't do what Dana's doing. You got a country. He's 1-3. Yeah, Tom Herman lost to Maryland 2 years in a row at Texas. So tell me about how Tom Herman just turns things around right away.
I thought this was the Bill O'Brien segment, not the Kerry Dana's water segment.
listen, Bill O'Brien. Okay, if you go to Brown, you're sharper than the average
American
person.
American Mensa, Tom Herman.
Okay, whatever. I don't care.
Is there a special football division of Mensa?
Yeah.
Or is it like the normal Mensa?
No, Tom Herman
Who would be in football Mensa? I would say Andy Reid is in football Mensa.
Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick is football Mensa.
Yes.
Yes. I would say probably Dick LeBeau is a football Mensa.
Would you put Sean McVay?
Not yet, no.
I don't know. What he's done already?
What has he done? Got a crap load of players.
He got to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but he's got a loaded. I got to tell you.
In his third year.
Yeah, boy, he's doing more with less.
NFC Championship game. I don't care. There's a lot of talented teams that don't get there.
He just got his ass kicked by Bruce Arians and Jameis Winston.
Andy Reid's got there once.
You're going to put Andy Reid on McVay, the boy wonder? McVay just had Aaron Donald, Ndamukong Suh, Marcus Peters.
Still got to get there.
Brandon Cooks, Todd Gurley, Robert Wood. They had Andrew Whitworth. They have a tremendous amount of talent.
You know why?
That's one good season.
He went to the NFC Championship game before that.
No, this is his run.
No, no, no.
This is his run.
Did he? No.
He won 11 games his first year, lost the wild card round the Falcons.
Right.
Last year was his second year, and he made the Super Bowl.
This
is only his third year.
Oh, let's give it some time. He just is coming off of, like, giving up 60 to Jameis Winston.
He's not the defensive coordinator.
Let's wait. That's Wade Phillips, isn't it? He's the head coach. And he gets all of it.
Is what happened on Sunday a representative of what you believe Sean McVay is?
No, but I'm not ready to crown Sean McVay. I think that team did a tremendous job of going all in and having it work for them. Because I remember the money they spent, the draft picks they gave up. I mean, Brandon Cooks, there was an avalanche of player additions. And Marcus Peters, Aqib Talib, Ndamukong Suh. They added Brandon Cooks. I mean, they were spending draft capital and money, and they basically, I think, kind of bought their way in. I want to wait and see if he's a genius. Andy Reid, I have no doubt about. Andy Reid is a football Mensa on the offensive side. Like, are you a Mensa on what you do in your side? And Dick LeBeau would be one. As you mentioned, Bill Belichick for sure is one. Is there somebody? I mean, Bill Walsh was one. For sure, Bill Walsh was.
Yeah. Oh, no, absolutely.
He was the godfather of that offensive concept. Buddy Ryan was defensively. Yeah. I'm starting to think that Lincoln Riley would be football Mensa.
Yes, yes.
You know, Mike Leach is.
Saban is.
Saban 100%.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Saban has just learned. What Saban basically did is he took the NFL model of bigger, faster, stronger, and he wants – So a lot of guys, like I remember Alonzo telling me that Jimmy Johnson wanted guys that didn't have as much hair on their legs because they were going to keep growing and getting bigger. He wanted to project them. What Nick Saban does is he's like, no, I'll take full grown men at the age of 18 and 19 that I can just beat you and do.
By the way,
brains
just because they're
with.
Seniors in high school doesn't mean they're only 18.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that's why I said 18 and 19, right. Especially with the prep school stuff.
Right, right.
So Nick Saban figured that out, and then when they lost to Johnny in Texas A&M, he started having to get faster guys on the edge as edge rushers. But he's got a very defined plan of who he wants at defensive tackle, what kind of offensive tackles, what kind of pass rushers, what kind of cornerbacks. That's why when Dana talks about trying to have a certain style of recruiting and putting a roster together, I'm with that. I'm fine. As long as you do it the right way, you got a chance. You have to do it a certain way if you want to win at the highest levels.
Mm-hmm.
And everything should be about trying to win at the highest level. Everything that you should do in sports should be about, is this going to help us win at the highest level? Are we building towards that?
Matt Rhule. Mensa.
Matt Rhule is a Mensa. You see, he got an extension of 20. So he's, what, 4-0 now?
Yeah.
Very quiet 4-0. And I told you that before the season, I was blown away when I talked to Matt Rhule. I realized, holy crap, this guy's special.
Except he wore a hoodie that was just terrible.
I didn't say
this
he was
weekend.
A fashion icon.
No, he's not. He's really not. No, there's a lot of really, really, really good football coaches. And Bill O'Brien is one of them, damn it.
All right. Football Mensa.
I got nothing. You too? Nothing?
Well, what? I'm just going to let that.
Listen to Bill O'Brien. Your sarcasm has been heard, and I'm not sarcastic.
I'm the one that said he's.
He doesn't appreciate anyone kind of questioning what he's about.
Oh, well, I mean, it was pretty good against the Chargers. Threw for, what, 350, I think, in that game? Didn't run it very well against the Chargers. Right. If that's what you're talking about. But, yeah, we're trying to be balanced. We're working hard. We're working hard to get better.
Working hard to get better.
So yesterday.
You know, what do Mensa people do? They work hard.
So yesterday was the first time in his sound, and I'll cut it here, but yesterday was the first time that I could sense that he was. These answers were just really kind of very frustrated. Like he's been listening to radio answers.
Yeah.
He's a little pissy.
Well, he's a little pissy because he sees the mistakes he made, and he knows that people are going to. When you're asked
you
about
think
mistakes,
there is that self-awareness.
Absolutely, he absolutely knows when the questions are being asked of him of his mistakes. That's when he gets pissy. That's when he gets pissy. Is when you're questioning his football knowledge, and his football knowledge is superior to all of ours. However, his execution on, we've talked about it countlessly, endlessly, is his execution of clock management and challenges is horrific. Is horrific.
It is.
And he doesn't want to be challenged on that stuff.
It's been consistently bad.
There was one time when he, I'm not talking about clock management.
Speaking of clock management, how about Prime Social?
How about you call a timeout?
Timeout right here.
Prime Social is great with clock management. You know how you can call the clock on someone?
Yeah.
All right. If you get frustrated that somebody's taking too long to make a decision,
yep,
you can call the clock.
Well, I want you, and you can do all of that at Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer. Today is a great tournament. It's not a bunch of rebuys. Tomorrow's the PLO. On Thursday, that it's basically a freeze out. Friday is 10,000 guaranteed because we're going to be there. Sunday is 10,000 guaranteed. You're looking for tournaments, it's the best place to go. But cash games? There's nobody can compare. There's always, always multiple tables going.
The cash games are where the true poker player loves to post up. Now, I love going to the tournaments because you can alter your strategy inside of tournaments when you get aggressive, when you're not. And to me, that's a really fun challenge. But for the hardcore poker players, nobody touches the cash games at Prime Social. You can be part of it by going to Westheimer and Stony Brook right there on the corner. It's a freestanding building with valet and 24-hour security available for you. Play the best poker at the best spot, Prime Social.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Having a little conversation about the bill, the California bill, that the governor signed.
Gavin Newsom went on the shop to sign.
Oh my God!
Not too much
LeBron
grandstanding
and Maverick and oh my God! Can we just? It is so good. Lord, everything has got to be for your brand. And of course, he's a politician, so he's got to get as much. They're going to get as much out. Is there
politicians are the original For My Brand guys?
Is there anything that is more? Oh, look at me! What a great job I'm doing! I'm getting college kids. You're not. You know who you're getting college? Okay. Here's the thing, and this is not, by the way, the California. It doesn't go into effect for 3 years. It's not going to be till 2023. And all it is saying that college kids can make money off their likeness. This is not colleges having to pay players. Mark Emmert is going to have to adjust. Mark Emmert is going to have to, instead of fighting this thing, what he's going to have to do is have a plan. So there's equal footing for everybody. If I'm the SEC, I am worried about it. You were talking about Washington State a little bit earlier. Holy crap.
Anybody in the Pac-12.
I'm in the Pac-12, and California can actually, their players can make money off their likeness, but ours can't. By the time 2023 comes, there is going to be a unified rule. You don't need a law for this. What you needed the law for was to get the NCAA off its ass and actually do something for the players. So there's going to be a unified rule by the time 2023 comes where and regulated where you can make money off of your likeness if you play in college athletics. They're probably going to say, okay, it's all got to be documented, and there's got to be some kind of a limit to it. And there's the California bill doesn't say anything about that. The and you know what? All it says is you can make money off of your likeness. The NCAA is going to have to step in, and they're going to have to toe the line with what happened here yesterday.
There has to be some oversight, though.
There will. That's exactly what the NCAA has to do, and that's what the NCAA is here for, oversight.
And it cannot be. You cannot do – I would do this. Here's the biggest – Stuart Mandel brought this up, and this is a huge, huge concern right now. If this thing goes national, it's going to turn into Billy Joe with the car dealership wants to pay you $100,000 to be his, and it turns into just a bidding war. Well, I will pay – and that is 100% not the intention of this. It shouldn't be. If it is, then it's been disingenuous.
What do you think is going on now?
Well, but you don't want it out in the open where this is turning into full scale.
Well, that's why you've got to limit their ability to make money. There's nothing in the California bill that would stop that. All they're saying is you can make money off of your likeness. The NCAA can regulate it by saying, listen, we're capping this thing per year that the most that a player can make is blah, blah, blah. Okay? And we are going to regulate it to make sure that
you're
going to
get so much heat. Why are you restricting how much? The coaches make $5 million a year, $10 million a year. There's once you open up this, and look, I have.
Well, you're restricting them now, though. Right now, you can get a job in the summer, but you can't be paid more than someone who would do that same job. Let's say you work.
Well, you shouldn't be.
You shouldn't
by the
be,
rules.
Though. That's right. Exactly right. But you can limit them now. Why can't you limit them with this?
But this is one of my problems is I don't think, and I understand I'm going to be on the bad side of this because I look like the bad guy. Like, you just don't want to pay athletes. All I'm asking is to take a look at, I want to work through what some of the pratfalls. You always do a list of pros and cons. We know what the pros are. It's the feel-good stuff about, and these players will benefit from their likeness, and everyone will get a chance to do this, and a child who's hungry will be able to eat, and you go through the heart, you do the heartstring stuff. But then when you really get into it, number one, who is it going to benefit? Because I've been reading the different sides of this. It's going to benefit a very small group of elite athletes. They are going to benefit. General athletes aren't, unless things like EA Sports brings back college football, and they pay everybody for their likeness. So, and they're not going to be able to pay. You know how many players are in football?
No, it's not.
Now, what I've heard is that Title IX is going to, there will be lawsuits filed. The biggest concern is that the female athletes are really going to get screwed on this deal, and they will not be considered marketable. Marketing people already don't use WNBA players who are professional. You don't see that hardly at all. And why would they use college athletes?
Well, let me ask you this, though. Okay. In Connecticut, who will make more money, anybody on the football team or their basketball players?
I don't know how marketable. I mean, I would assume in that very niche, tiny sliver incident, maybe they would.
Right. UCLA, their football players are that gymnast. I mean, if you're exceptional at what you do.
If you can't sell, here's what companies don't do. They don't throw money your way just because you're a neat story or because you've got a viral video. You've got to really be – Well, but it's going to be an influencer. Okay, it's really going to be right. more like and, Instagram influencer.
And you know what?
Stuff.
If you're smart, if you're an advertiser, that girl that does that gymnastics routine is an influencer. She can really, really reach a lot of young girls.
Influencers.
She can reach a lot of young girls. But, and I don't know why, if you've got a product, you wouldn't want
this
her
is,
to.
Once again, this is not about – in full disclosure, the cost of college going to – there was a time where I was much more in favor I don't have a problem with players and stipends, increasing stipends and all that. I do think it is really disingenuous to act like the college education is paid for, in many cases, 5 years because of red shirts. There was a time where I didn't put as much into it until I have kids now, and I recognize, holy crap, this is going to cost me at a state university unbelievable amounts of money. Yeah. There is value. This thing is – we used to be talking about something that might have been $40,000, which is now well over $100,000.
But again, we're talking about a small percentage of people that are actually going to benefit from this. You're absolutely right. And those are the guys that are putting jerseys on fans in the stands. Baker and Kyler and Tua and Trevor Lawrence. And those guys are they're putting jerseys on people, and they're the most popular.
I don't think they're going to get that money. They're not going to get that money for their life. They will continue to sell the numbers and not the names, because Alabama's not giving that money up to Tua. Well, they don't have to.
No. But when you look up in the stands, who was it, the running back from Oklahoma that was a beast, and they did a 30 for 30?
Marcus Dupree.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Marcus Dupree. When he said, man, I looked up in the stands, and that's all I saw was my jersey, and here I am. I don't have... Honestly, I couldn't eat, and I didn't have a jacket, and I didn't have all of these things. This is not fair. And you know what? That's not fair. It's not fair. So he can go and he can make some money off of his likeness. The center's not going to do that. No, but if you are a star, the center could. If he was a star, then he would.
How did it go from – he's an offensive lineman. It's not his fault. Do you know that I've got marketing reps, two of them, these young people. I met with Senior Bowl. They're texting me now, and they said, who are some good players? And I said, well, there's a kid out – there's a left tackle from Boise State named Ezra Cleveland, and I think is going to be – and they said, yeah, we don't care. We only want – we're with the marketing side. We don't care about offensive linemen. Dusty Stanfield, who is a local marketing rep, said Case Keenum makes way more money than Aaron Donald, who's a star defensive lineman.
But again, Lance, whose jersey is on in the stands?
And let's not act like this is about college players getting paid. You just want the biggest, because most of them are not going to be taken care of. So how do you think, and once again, this is not an argument about people getting taken care of. This is an argument about, don't make this about college players. Well, they're hungry. They want to eat. So is an offensive lineman hungry. So is a gymnast. So is a golfer. And they get nothing. And if you think that there's not going to be lawsuits that stem from this, you're crazy. Well, there are absolutely going to be lawsuits.
Hold on. First of all, they do get something.
If the NCAA
they get stipends.
Does.
They get, they're treated a lot better than they were back in the day. I'm telling you.
So don't.
But listen, they're treated right now much. I can tell you, because I've got a kid on scholarship.
I know they are.
It's much better than
better.
It was. And they've done a much better
then
job.
You're making an argument
against
it.
These kids aren't starving.
Right.
But the big money that is being tossed around for these programs, the stars are the ones that are driving
and
it.
College football is to blame for this. And here's why. And the coaches with their power, with no there's you can get a 10-year contract where you get paid from all of it. There's no leverage for the schools. They have leveraged schools into multi-million-dollar high-end contracts.
What, okay, so here's basically what all of the cons that you have for this is they're already happening. Only they're doing it under the table. Cam Newton admitted on the phone he got $250,000. He admitted it on the telephone that was taped.
Okay.
It's already happening, Lance.
Why are we going to make it more widespread?
It's not going to be more widespread. It's just going to be above board.
No.
It's going to be above board now.
This isn't above board. You're talking about – that's not above board when you are having – when you are literally having bidding wars for players.
It's what's happening now, Lance. It's happening now.
Good.
You don't think that Alabama offered him 200? Well, I'm getting 250 over here. I'm getting wait a minute. Ole Miss, really? Hugh Freeze? Do you know how much money he paid those kids?
I'm saying this is going to be Everyone thinks that they're doing this for the right reasons. And I'm telling you right now, this is going to explode in their face. I will make that prediction right now.
Ooh, I
this
don't like the phrasing.
Either one of two things that are going to happen.
I
either
don't like
this
the phrasing
is going to is going to be a genie out of the bottle situation.
It's where not. It's still going
you
on
say
right
it's
now.
Not, you say it.
It's happening
John,
every day.
I'm not talking
day.
About just that. I'm talking about the issues with Title IX, the issues with lawsuits about how women are not being paid fairly.
They're not now. I only know. It's going to be out in the open okay. now.
And now if the NCAA does something to combat this and try to make it – because every state – Texas is never going to do this. The state of Texas, we can't get casino gambling. Texas is not going to open this up. So you're going to have the NCAA step
in to
do it.
The NCAA is going to. They're going to have to because otherwise California's got an unfair advantage.
You're going to open up lawsuits. I'm telling you.
Well, that's fine.
NCAA
at least this, Lance. It's happening now where the star football players are getting all the money and the women aren't. So maybe now the women will because it's out in the open.
Let me ask you something. The star football player's going to play in the NFL, right? What is the rush to get them money at 18, 19, 20?
What's the rush to get money in America? Okay.
I'm asking a legitimate
they all
question.
Do, though.
I would love to, too, but I'm trying to balance.
But
I'm
you
just
don't know
be,
that you're – wait a minute. When you're coming out of high school, you don't know you're going to the pros. You think you are. You could have an injury. You could play like crap. All of these things could happen.
If you are marketable,
I want my bag now.
If you're truly marketable, I don't care. It's the idea that I want my bag now, which is a problem in society
right now. It's happening
now
anyway.
But, John, why do you just give in?
It's happening now anyway, Lance.
I know it's happening, and it's not right. It's causing issues with me, and no team.
It's happening now.
I know, and it's not right.
Well, it doesn't.
It's ruining team sports right now. We're in the midst of it with the Antonio Browns and Odell Beckham Jr.'s wearing a $350,000 watch on a football
Eric
field.
Eric Dickerson was doing this 20 years ago.
It's one thing to be me. What did he do that hurt SMU?
He got them on. What do you mean? They got the death penalty.
No, they were. But that's
they
not
got the death penalty. What do you mean? What did he do?
So did Craig James.
I know.
So did Craig James.
So this has been going on forever, Lance. Why are you all of a sudden? This can't. We can't have this anymore.
Not everyone was doing it, John.
Everyone's been doing this.
It's no. It's not. Not everyone is doing. And if it is,
and look at all the basketball. Look at right now, all of the basketball schools
out of control.
Bill Self is no. It's been going on forever, Lance. What the hell?
And
forever.
It's been going on forever. Then you're just okay with it going on.
No, you haven't stopped it in 30 years. So maybe this will bring it above board as opposed to always behind us, always sleazy, always let's give the big bag to all of these guys and do it under the table.
I just the whole secure the bag concept is the most lamest ass stuff that that's all I hear is people say, I need to get paid now. I mean, you know what? It's okay for you to be a young adult before to act like a payday at 22 is like some kind of I can't believe it's 20.
But why is college sports the only place where your likeness is okay to be made money off of at 22? Because anybody else can make like their money off their likeness at 18 or 17, depending on how marketable they are.
Which likeness? In what way?
Well, if you have,
all these one jerseys in Oklahoma.
No, I'm just saying
it's not a coincidence.
If you are a marketable person, however it becomes about whether you're 15 and you go viral and you get a deal, why is that? Maybe you don't think it's okay, but why is that something that isn't that can't happen? But a college athlete at 22.
We gotta break
it's okay
it here. We
gotta
break it. We're way behind. Let's break it here. Right. We can continue or move on. Whatever the case.
No, there's a lot of meat on this bone. I want to talk because I don't think it's as simple as just paying players. I think no one is considering. Is there anything negative that could come about here? What is the unintended consequences?
As opposed to what's going
on
already?
We've got to think, no, John. I don't think you're even given any consideration to unintended consequences. That's the problem. Well, I want to hear what you think some unintended consequences are when we come back. I want to tell you about Texas Star Grill Shop. One of the unintended consequences that will take place when you go to Texas Star Grill Shop is you're going to see these grills, these wood pellet grills or the Big Green Egg or the Weber gas grill or the Alpha pizza oven that they have from Italy. And you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I've got to have this. And once you get into that, you're going to realize that Texas Star Grill Shop has so many things that are going to make your barbecuing better. From championship rubs that are used at the livestock show and rodeo and winning contests, to marinades, to pizza stones, to contraptions that can turn your wood pellet grill into a pizza oven as well, to the finest thermometers, internal meat thermometers, and things that can gauge your temperature, the little, you know, little gunshot infrared thermometers as well. They have things that will just blow you away from a technology standpoint with barbecuing right now. And they're all at Texas Star Grill Shop. Two locations in the Houston area. One is at 2045 Southwest Freeway. The other is at 8095 Louetta in Spring. Make sure that you go to your one-stop shop, TexasStarGrillShop.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Art is worried about us getting a divorce. Art, happy Rosh Hashanah.
See, here's something that I can do with John for years and years. One thing I've noticed with hosts, you can have, like, this always blows me away how, and we've had way more heated discussions than that in the past before. But once you learn how to argue and you know it's just sports, we do this with our buddies. We do it in barbershops. We do it at sports bars. But if for some weird reason, when sports hosts do it, I've noticed, like, I've been there with other hosts before. They get all, like, this is just an, it's just a sports.
Hurt?
Yes. Me and my brother have argued for years.
You and I have argued for 20 years now.
Yeah, it's not, like, but some people get super sensitive about it.
But Dell hates you because of it.
No, Dell argues.
Because of what?
Dell never, I've never heard Dell yell everything? At all.
I don't hate him because of his arguing. I hate him because of his unprofessionalism. I mean.
No, you don't hate. You're
that's
indifferent.
True. Hate is not even.
I want to hear.
Hate would mean you care.
I don't see any unintended consequences, by the way. Or do you, Dell?
Oh, okay.
Because I can look at both sides of
this
argument.
I can tell you every single unintended consequence that you bring up is already happening.
That's not my. That's not an answer.
But again, you can poo-poo that.
Okay.
But everything that you're worried about is going
and
on
unintended
already.
Is the exact opposite of that. It's something that you didn't realize that was going to become that
okay,
became
tell
a problem
me one.
That
tell
you didn't
me one.
See. I believe what's happening to female athletes, and look, typically I might be the guy, or there's going to be a lot of people who say, I don't care about female athletes, mm-hmm. right? You can say that if you want.
Okay, what's your point?
So the argument is going to be, and I read this yesterday and it made sense, that now the female athlete who has been on the incline is going to completely get wiped out from this deal. They are not going to be marketable. They are not going to benefit. The additional sports, the non-money-making sports, are going to get wiped out. And when the NCAA, when the NBA eliminates the one-year college, because I think that's going to go, is they're going to eliminate that, you won't see the same payment. It's all going to go to football. You won't see the same basketball guys getting paid for their likeness or their brand.
Okay, but
they
okay.
won't be the most
Let's go back for
popular
a second.
Players.
So nothing's going to get wiped out. Okay, first of all, it's the sky is falling just because of one rule that – very, very few quarterbacks, big running backs, maybe some wide receivers, just because they're going to be able to make money off of their likeness, it's not going to destroy women's college basketball because it's not any different. It's not going to be any different than it is already because those big time quarterbacks and running backs are already getting paid and the female athletes aren't. So why will this change?
I didn't get a finish. Okay. There are going to be lawsuits that are going to come up. Because once the money is there and it's above board, then they're going to say, where's our piece? It doesn't change the argument that everyone used to make about we want a piece of the pie.
So actually, hold on a second. So actually what you're saying is this is going to improve it for the women. Because now they have no recourse to sue when they're not getting paid.
Oh, it's
going to... When the quarterbacks are already getting paid and the running backs are getting paid, they have no recourse. They have no recourse right now. The women aren't catching anything now. They're not going to catch anything then. But now they get to sue. So they're actually going to be better for them.
And I think you underestimate the ability of college kids to be resourceful. I mean, you talk about women and what they – just because they're less marketable in our eyes. Like, you know, multiple athletes have these YouTube channels where they can't make any money off of. They have rather large followers.
Yeah. And that's BS.
But you can't make any money off of it because you're a college athlete. Now, I'm looking – I just pulled something up. A Baylor soccer player has only put out 9 videos, has over 34,000 subscribers, and probably at some point will hit 1 million views. She can't make any money off that.
Now she will be able to. Now, hold on. Now, I do think there are things that – I don't want everyone – see, people are going to get the wrong idea here. I think there are things that the NCAA should have been doing, and should do now that make a lot of sense that they haven't done. There's still a lot of archaic stuff.
Well, wait a minute. What about that? Okay,
you no, I 100% agree.
And what about the
that.
Kicker that couldn't, or the baseball players?
The kid who quit from the punter because he was from making Central Florida.
A punter that was making could have made a bunch of money off of YouTube.
And he did.
There are a lot more things than just a car dealer that's going to pay. These kids are going are but resourceful, John, and if they're good at what they do at their YouTube channel, if they're marketable, then they're going to make money.
Let me ask you this then. He could have then quit, make money at that, paid to finish his last year or two of college like everyone else, and still had his education, still had his YouTube channel.
He wants
none
to
of
play
that.
Ball too. Why can't he play?
It was his YouTube channel more popular because of his college football. Did that help elevate his start?
No, I don't
yes,
know that.
Yes, it did. Yeah, because I remember watching him. They were college. Yes, okay. It did help. It did
then
help.
Guess what? He's going to get helped out. Oh well, why? What's the problem?
No. There's not a problem. They should allow it, and they should have.
So you're agreeing with it now. But wait a minute. So now you're agreeing with it.
This is my problem. This is my problem. Everything. The argument used to be, college athletes need to be paid, right? A piece of the pie. Now it's like, well, that's fine. Not actually all college. Only the good ones, and only the elite of the good ones. The rest of them don't need to be paid. They go through the same school. They go through the same practices, but they don't get anything.
But now we're finding examples of punters. Wait a minute. Now you're finding examples of punters that are actually cashing in on it. And now so your argument that it's not going to be punters or female soccer players is disproved.
No, you can't take one thing. Punter, you're going to have to go viral and be a viral influencer for that to happen.
Then go
be a
viral.
This was a specific interest. But what happened to the argument that players need to get paid? And now the argument is no longer players need to get taken care of. It's only the very best.
It's always been about. It's always been about.
No, it was always about players need their piece of the pie.
Has always been about players get their piece of the pie because the money's being made off their backs.
Right.
And particularly, a lot of it has been about looking up into the stands or college football and all of the video games that are played, and you can put a kid on the
only
cover.
Only if you're the most popular player, the most popular position.
But I don't know, everyone else gets screwed.
Again,
and that's kind of how the world works, isn't it?
Again, though.
Oh, now that's how, oh, now it's that's always the been practice. The case. Again, though. That's how the world
okay,
works.
Hold on again.
If you are
a
marketable figure, you can make money.
Hold on a second. But we have two examples here, and there are going to be countless other ones. If you have a talent and you are able to use it as an influencer, or you have a talent in band or whatever it is that you can make money that the NCAA right now won't let you make money. Let's say I can write songs or I'm a rapper and I can go on YouTube and make money off rapping. But listen, the NCAA won't let me do that now. I don't have to be a big superstar to be making money. NCAA, why are you keeping a kid that could, this female soccer player at Baylor, why are you keeping her from
That's
making
not true.
Money?
Chad Thomas was making as a producer.
Chad Thomas got money because it was proven that he was actually talented, not that he was allowed to be a producer because he was a Miami football player.
I didn't say he wasn't.
But it wasn't because he was a football player.
That goes against John's argument. He was able to.
Well, okay, but
he made good money.
So what if you use, as a punter, you use the football team to help you make money?
But you got to quit saying one punter. The argument has been.
But Lance, this is happening all over, though.
But then don't make the argument that everyone needs a piece of the pie. The players need to be taken care of. Because the only arguments you're making are for about 5 to 10% max.
Stop. There is no piece of the pie. This is all free market. There's no piece. I've never said piece of the pie. There's no such thing.
You're not getting anything from
the universities. Nothing. This is all stuff that you will be creating.
Did you want them to get stuff from the universities?
No.
You never did? You never wanted the universities to play?
They get stipends now. They're fine.
Wait, you never were in favor of universities paying money?
Yeah, well, that would be fine, but they can't,
Or the NCAA giving them money?
They can't. They just can't. The University of Houston, Rice,
are
none of these
for
schools.
It is not. I didn't say can they.
No.
I'm asking if you're
they're
for
getting
it.
A stipend now. They're fine. I know how this works.
Oh, no, it's more money than people think.
Yes, it is. I know how this works. My kid is fine. I am fine with what this is now. The thing is, if the kids can make money outside, why would you stop them from doing this?
I'm okay with a lot of it. I don't think a legislation that is... I think there are unintended consequences. My only argument is I don't think this has been thought through because we want to look at the feel-good stuff,
Okay, you keep saying that. What are the unintended consequences? And I'm going to tell you, all of those unintended consequences are happening now, only they're doing it illegally.
All right. I'm sure it's going to work out great.
It's been going on for, I don't know how long, 50 years, that schools have been paying players to come there.
Maybe nothing will come from this. I hope nothing comes from this. But I don't want it to ruin. Well, we've gotten away from what college sports are supposed to be anyway. It doesn't matter. It's not about. You have guys in college who are taking college.
It's all about getting
Antonio
my bag.
Brown should have never been at a college ever.
Ever.
Ever. I mean, let's be honest about it. Yeah. There are some guys who should never be at an institute of higher learning. They're not. There's plenty of our kids who are. I got one who he didn't go, and that's not his thing.
Yeah.
You know?
That's fine. Okay,
he's talented in other things.
We got to take a break. 713-780-3776. We get all of you guys in on the other side right here as we can right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN
97.5. All right, welcome back. 850 ESPN 97.5. All right, let's go. We got people in here that want to get in.
All right, sorry, John and I did all the talking.
All right, so Brandon, let's get him in here. And we're going to try and fly through these. So, Brandon, what make your point. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good. Just a quick point. I see both your sides, but won't states like California, for instance, this goes through in 3 years, so won't they have an advantage, quote unquote, over the other states?
And not if the NCAA makes a national rule.
No, but right now there is.
Well, it's not till 2023, so we got plenty of time for the NCAA to adjust.
Oh, it starts 23?
Not till 23. Okay. So, no, Brandon, if the NCAA doesn't sit on its hands or try to fight this thing as opposed to just going, okay, this is going to be the rule in all of college football or basketball.
And I will say, I don't think players who got a shot to go to Alabama are going to pick UCLA because of the shekels. I just don't think, hey, you want to be a star at Alabama? You want to play and get to the NFL? I don't think that's going to happen as often as you might expect. It might happen for a couple guys. But if you're an All-American, you're probably still picking Bama over UCLA.
I think there's zero chance that it's only going to be California.
Oh, I know.
I think it's zero chance. I think it's going to have to be uniform.
I believe it. I believe that's the case. But in this example, I don't think kids are going to flock to the California schools over.
If it was just them, they would have an advantage, though.
They would.
All right, let's get Sean in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Sean.
Hey, guys. I just want to say I pretty much agree with both of you gentlemen. I have a really good buddy of mine. He played ball at Colorado with Cordell and Westbrook and all them. He was a freshman when they were older. And the thought that these kids aren't making any money is ridiculous. He just kind of laughs at that when they say they don't have jackets and things like that, because he knows for a fact that they got – you know, game checks for bowl games and things like that. But at the same time, if there's a kid that's going to start a business and make some money on his own because he's an entrepreneur, I mean, that makes total sense. I just think there's going to be some resentment when these kids are getting paid for their likeness, the ones that are and the guys that aren't. And, I mean, we are in a time where petty is popular. So I think it's going to open up a whole nother bag with the NCAA, too, as far as now they're going to have their eyeballs on it. I mean, just look at the basketball. They're taking down the Kansases of the world and things like that. Next thing you know,
Sean, do you think now that the offensive lineman is looking at the star quarterback who got his bag when he was coming out of high school? It's already happening. It's already happening.
Yeah, but now it's going to happen in their face, front of them, too.
But it's happening in their face anyway. They're getting the hands. Who do you think is getting the handshakes, the big handshakes after the games?
I don't know. I don't know that that's that
the
way
star
with every
players
team.
Are.
I don't know that's that way with every team. But the quarterbacks are going to have a better chance.
The big-time linemen, they're getting a
They're getting their bag, too. You know what?
Yeah,
they're getting and you know what? They're going to continue to get their bag.
You know, you talk about it happening. Thanks, Sean, for the call. I keep talking. George Pickens, who's now at Georgia. He was an Auburn commit from the state of Alabama, I believe, for almost the entire cycle. He switches to Georgia on the last day, and one of Auburn's current players tweeted out, "Guys, I told you, you got to increase the bags to get guys like this." A guy on Auburn's team tweeted that out about how his university has to increase.
Didn't pay enough.
Yeah.
Come on, stop being cheap, Auburn.
Alignments.
Listen, and the linemen are going to continue. If the linemen aren't going to get endorsements, but they're still going to get – you know what coaches want? They want those big linemen, so they're going to have to still pay those guys. They're going to have to.
Would you be upset if the NCAA said, we're going to close all loopholes and we're just going to let the states decide this? We're not going to get into business, but we're going to leave it wide open to whatever the states say. But if you are caught cheating and paying people under the table, you need to pay them above board. Because if you pay it under the table, we're just go straight.
Well, then I'll tell you what would happen was every state would probably would. Florida's already proposed it now. Florida's already got a paper prep. It's every state.
Oh, it's several.
Because
six states,
and here in Texas, we're not going to want Florida to be able to get kids that we can't get. Why would the state of Texas care if college athletes are
getting... Why does the state of Texas care if we're playing some blackjack?
Because that's about morality.
That's
morality. That's not morality.
In their eyes,
no, it's not.
They're selling the dream of morality.
Kids making money off their likeness is not immoral.
This isn't morality. It's called... Louisiana, Oklahoma, and Las Vegas.
Yeah, they're lobbyists.
Lobbyists taking care of all that.
All right, one more
call. It has nothing
call.
To do with morality.
Let's
but
get Troy.
The front-facing argument is about morality.
Yeah, yes. The basic one is.
Yeah, right.
Troy, what's going on?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Since college sports is about amateurism and you want to be fair and stifle the students, how about we stifle the coaches in the universities?
Yeah.
Give all the coaches $500,000 paid, and any extra money they make, go to the scholarship fund. All the money from all the athletic programs all go to the students, and none of it go to the university. And let's see if they start thinking
that. Sit tight. Sit tight. Hang on. Sit tight. Don't go anywhere, Troy. I'm 100% in favor for this, and let me tell you why. We're in this spot right now because of coaches.
That's right.
Because head coaches have leveraged their positions to screw over universities, put them in – it used to be – you know when my dad was a coach, you want to know how much he made as the offense coordinator at University of Houston in the 80s? He made about $40,000 is what he made as an OC at University of Houston in 86. When he was at Tulane and University of Houston in the 90s, even up to – when he was at 2000, I think he was making like $115,000, I think is what he made as a coach. He was not making gigantic sums of money. That has come – in the Nick Saban era of college football since the LSU and moving forward. And we are in this place because college coaches have just been sticking it to universities and putting them in.
Absolutely. And the kids see this and go, that coach is making $10 million.
Yeah.
And he can leave while he's still under contract.
100%.
And I can't transfer without sitting out a year. And he can get his bag at any time. And I can't.
And
what's the fairness in any of this?
And the coach can control where I go?
Well, yes.
That has changed now, but that's what it was.
And the coach would hold. I didn't like the fact that coaches were able to
hold
universities hostage. Yeah. And to this day, they still hold universities hostage.
All right. Who's going to be joining us on the other side?
Andy Staples from SI.
Andy Staples from Sports Illustrated.
Actually, he may be the Athletic now. I got to double check. I think he went over. I think he's been that mass exodus to the Athletic.
Well, we should find that out. Yeah. But first, let's find out about 1560energy.com. 1560energy.com. 281-653-5090. It's still hot. You're still using your air conditioner. You're still paying a lot more than I am. My bill was ridiculously low. It's unbelievable how good Champion Energy is. I've been doing this for I don't know how long. If you haven't heard the message yet, but if you're finally sick and tired of it, you can't take it anymore. Why would you pay more? 1560energy.com. That's 1560energy.com.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.